You're listening to SBS News.
Santa Claus Village sits perched on the edge of the Arctic Circle, about 8 kilometres north of Rovaniemi, the capital of Finnish Lapland. At this time of year, the sun doesn't rise until around 11 a.m, but that doesn't stop Santa and his trusty elves from busily making their final preparations for Christmas Eve.
So preparations for Christmas are going so good because the elves have been very busy. They are very skillful, they are hardworking, they have been doing a lot. There's lots to do with the gifts, for example. They have been training the reindeer, of course. And we have been polishing Rudolph's nose, of course. That's one thing you have to do for Christmas. There has been very much, and we have done almost all.
With Santa's list almost complete, he's now able to give his verdict on whether children have been naughty or nice during 2025.
I think mostly they have been quite good almost all the time. And that's enough. I always say that if you try to do your best, that is enough. There was a rumor that I have been saying that you should be very nice and kind all the time. That's not possible. I think adults know that. It's not possible, and that's not a demand. So please try to do your best. That is enough.
According to the local tourist board, over 700,000 people typically visit the Christmas-themed destination every year to meet Santa, play in the snow, and get in the festive spirit. Visitors from Britain, Singapore, and Italy say it's been a magical experience.
It's absolutely magical. It's just, once you're here, you're in Father Christmas land.
For me, it's very magical because it's my second time seeing snow. And this is my first time seeing such a thick snow, so I feel really happy.
It's hard not to feel Christmas here. You have the snow, you have the lights, you have the elves.
Meanwhile, for Australians Todd Patterson and Evelyn Morris, the snowy white Christmas is a break from their tradition.
Pretty different. I think it's like 42 degrees Celsius at home at the moment, so we're sending photos to the family and they're pretty shocked.
Yeah, everyone wears their Christmas jumpers, but it's in like rash vest form, like so you can swim in the pool in them. We don't really have the classic Christmas jumpers.
Santa Claus can be found here every day of the year, even in the middle of summer. Santa says sometimes he has a strange reaction from adults and has even found himself under close scrutiny from skeptics.
The first question is, where is the blue bicycle I wrote to you in my letter about 40 years ago, for example, or the train set or something like that? It comes quite often there asking for that. Then we are thinking about it. The first thing I ask, did you write me a letter then? And then there's a quiet moment because they remember that they didn't write me a letter.
For those who can't meet Santa in person, there's always good old-fashioned mail. In the nearby post office, Santa's elves are busily sorting through thousands of letters sent from all around the world. One elf, Alina, says times have changed, but their jobs remain the same.
Things like Legos are always popular, books as well. But nowadays, also, of course, electronics, new phones or laptops and things like that. And this year, I would say Labubus have been a big hit as well.
The post office receives over 500,000 letters and wish lists every Christmas. At peak times, it can rise to over 30,000 letters every single day. The most mail comes from Poland, Italy, Taiwan and Japan.
Even though most people are now sending most of their messages through online ways, they still know that Santa Claus is an old-fashioned person and prefers the actual letters.
Once all the letters are read and presents packed, Santa delivers his Christmas message to the world, hoping those who celebrate can share in his wish for peace.
This Christmas, I hope that we all keep in mind that we have one world, one common home. And I hope this Christmas we could take a moment to think about how could Christmas bring us closer to each other? How could we all live in peace together around the world? So I would say, merry and peaceful Christmas.
Sam Dover, SBS News.